That's right, Tess. It's National Ag Week. I'm behind, I'm actually looking at a huge sign in green that says Raider. We're at Raider Auction Company in Skyline Drive in Hopkinsville for Ag Week. And I'm talking with Adam Raider, who's been running some recon. You've never stopped looking at equipment, do you?
No, sir. I look at about 10 pieces every day on the normal.
Now, out of all those that you look at, what percentage do you think you wind up buying?
Two.
It's probably right. Yeah. Because sometimes you feel like you're looking for a needle in a haystack.
Yeah, I mean, this market right now is pretty bullish. Trying to buy equipment is pretty rough. People are skittish. They don't want to just give their equipment away, you know, which I don't blame them. It's just trying to find it at a good, reasonable price for me to resell, you know, to the next farmer. It's difficult right now.
I know you've got another big auction coming up the 24th of next month. What type of equipment do you have on the lot? Do you deal in at Raider Auction?
We deal with a little bit of everything right now. You know, we got tractors, combines, sprayers, you know, you name it, we try to supply it. Right now, I'm looking for more of your mid-size to small frame tractors, you know, for the cattle market, because those guys are, you know, it's about to gear up and they're having a good time right now in the market, and the hay season's about to ramp up. So I'm looking for that size equipment.
Now, when you are looking in appraising, is it like the car business where there's a little, it used to be back in the old days, they had a little book or so, I guess everything's online now, or do you really, really need to see it, especially in the higher end equipment, before you can give it the correct value?
When I look at equipment, I have about 4 to 5 different avenues I kind of go around, and then also got to use your gut feeling as well, because depending on what region you are, north of here, you know, equipment's a whole lot higher. You go down south to Georgia, Alabama, that equipment's cheaper. It really depends on where you're looking at and trying to justify what the piece is worth.
What is your main responsibility here at Raider Auction?
Right now, just buying and selling of the used equipment and helping get the auction going.
You ever have anybody say, hey, I got this and whatever it is, and when you take a look, could you tell me what it's worth? There's a lot of that go on, and are you available to give people an idea if they own some equipment that they're thinking about selling?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of actually do that daily. Yesterday, I had a gentleman stop by. He had about 10 pieces he wanted to kind of get an idea because he's wanting to get rid of them. So I gave him, you know, what retail would cost on them.
How does that work? Like, if I had a tractor and I didn't need it anymore, do I consign it to you, or do I sell it to you and then you walk out? How does that work?
There's a couple of different avenues. You know, if I'd be more than glad to try to offer you a price, you know, to buy it from you. And if, you know, we don't lock in that way, we can also bring it into the auction. We'll run it through there, or, you know, depending on what it is, we might consign it on the lot.
I got you. And what's moving right now? And I know it depends upon the market and many variables, but what seems to be the hottest seller right now out of what you have?
Well, about your 150 horsepower to lower tractors right now are moving.
What's your biggest challenge in this job?
The interest rates. I think that's for everybody.
Brother.
That's for everybody.
Yeah, because a lot of folks, of course, finance some buy it outright, but you have to offer and help folks. Some folks need to finance. They can't tie up all their cash in that one piece of equipment.
Yeah, you take these big stores like, you know, the dealers that sell new. Right. You know, they have different, you know, financing programs and interest free and all that other stuff. It's hard for us, you know, mom and pop shops to compete with that,
right.
But we try our best.
Yeah, well, absolutely, and there is value in pre-owned. You're not, you know, a lot of times when you buy new, I'm sure it's like a automobile or a truck. When you roll it off the lot, you take bigger depreciation on the front end. There might be some more value in pre-owned.
Yeah, there is. Definitely, if you buy a quality pre-owned piece, you know, there is some value to it. You know, you're not going to spend as much money as you would buying a brand new piece. You know, that's astronomically high right now. But, yeah, there is value, you know, within a certain hour range. You know, if the machine has 1,500 to 3,500 hours, there's definitely value in it.
Right. So it's all a trade-off, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's a big trade-off. It's just you got to scratch your head and try to go with the blows.
Yes, absolutely right. And how many years have you been? You didn't really have a choice, did you? Have you ever done anything else?
No. Born and raised in the dealership, you know, started off picking up rocks and scrap metal and on the lot to working my way to now.
What was the first job your dad gave you?
Yeah, first job was out here on this lot. You know, I was walking around with a 5-gallon bucket picking up nuts and bolts that were on the ground.
Hey, but it's not good when it meets a tire.
No, sir. That costs quite a bit of money.
Yeah, that's great. So did you get paid by the bucket?
I don't think I got paid by Twinkies or something. I don't know. He might have gave me snacks.
That's great. And it's awesome because it's now in the family. And one advantage is this is family owned and you're all about your reputation and customer service. And people know they're going to get a fair shake. That means a lot to folks.
Yeah, we're here. Our passion is to take care of the agriculture community. You know, we love it. That's all we know. And we're going to continue doing it until somebody tells us to stop.
You probably are dealing with the children of people your dad dealt with.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. You know, I've seen farmers, you know, back when I was young, you know, that were old and now they're gone. And I've seen their children, now their grandchildren coming up. It's pretty amazing seeing the legacy getting passed down by, you know, local farmers.
Very, very cool. And I appreciate you guys helping with National Ag Week, too. And very important. And not just farmers, but like businesses like Raider Auction, agribusiness. It all works together.
Oh, yeah. Now we all got to work together. You know, it's a community effort. So everybody just needs to give a helping hand on it.
That's right. More coming up from Raider Auction, National Ag Week. For Adam, I'm Bill on WKDZ. The-